The following sermon has been drawn from four previously written by UU ministers. They were all food for thought, and parts of some I will either quote or paraphrase. All sermons are online, and their addresses are available from me by email request. Is our time well spent? In this unusual and difficult time, are we doing too much or too little? Every day can present a challenge to our time, our energy, and our purpose. Yet we are fortunate to live here in Southern California, where so many in the world would consider changing places. Purpose is a term that was brought to everyone's attention with the publication of Rick Warren's book, A Purpose-Driven Life. He touched many with the notion of finding a core motivation to fill a person's life. Of course, the idea has been always with us, but it increasingly has been pushed aside by the multitude of distractions that can derail our best intentions as we try to stay on course with our chosen purpose. Add another two decades since the book's publication in 2002, and many of us are struggling to fill our time in isolation, get along with those we live with, pay our bills, and make good use of every moment. Even with a good routine, we can lose track or drift away from our basic interests and responsibilities. Every moment matters because our success in future moments is based on how well we proceed today. Our body requires a little more than a year to replace all of our cells. Do we give ourselves good nutrition? Besides age, poor health is the second reason why the coronavirus can become a serious problem. Let's be resourceful. Let's do something better than we've ever done it before, like cooking, reorganizing a room, or cleaning a garage space. The opportunity to join the choir and then take voice lessons has made me realize that after all this time in my life, I can sing and will probably never stop developing that ability. To move forward, it does take a willingness to get the clutter out of our way. Lack of an open path can keep us from a realization or from that first step. We often have a hard time letting go so that we can make a turn for the better. Many parts of our lives could seem new or become new if we are open to change. Every one of us has made some big changes in the last 4 months, so I know we're ready. Our pastoral team welcomes your call, if that would help. Leader Sally Thompson and the team are capable and positive. I've probably never had a conversation with Sally that didn't lift my spirits, except for the time she and I were playing chess and she shouted, "Checkmate," just before I was going to capture her queen. She's a heck of a player. Did I just wake anybody up? We also have an opportunity to have some fun. How about a UU of SCV comedy club? With your help, I'd love to write a book about my one-way love affair with the computer. We could plan a meeting and I'll bring my laptop and my cell phone too. There's apt to be some humor in each of my frustration tantrums. We can restart anytime you want. No smiling now. This is a sermon and the biblical prophet Jeremiah is judging each and every transgression. Our time, our purpose, our opportunities, our baggage, our opportunities. In preparing this sermon, one author I read mentioned a past popular TV show, WrestleMania, a show where professional wrestlers fake having competitive matches. The participants are seriously at work, and those athletes need to be skilled gymnastically in staging their moves. They will, quote unquote, tap out, needing a replacement if they really sense an authentic small injury. Do we need to step into the ring? A lot of everyday life is just about playing an appropriate role, a role useful to ourselves and others. Is that ring waiting for us here at UU of SCV? Or have we briefly stepped in and are waiting for an opportunity to tap out because we think we see a problem or don't like the feeling of vulnerability or tension? Are some of us wishing we could sort of tap out in order to keep our commitments manageable? Are we clear on our purpose for coming to Sunday service? Being a part of a religious congregation is an important investment of time. For interested guests, developing a general feeling of belonging can take months or longer. Aligning our purposes is not a simple matter. Is this a safe place? A place that welcomes a diverse point of view? A couple of weeks ago, Rick Kamla gave us some perspective on what has been. He brought up that thing about history, how it used to be back before there was all our constant societal conflict, before we had that never-ending political them and us that we have to endure today. Rick mentioned that in the 1600s, there was a liberal scholar and Christian who was burned at the stake by other Christians of a different denomination. There was also in the 1700s, an outspoken British Unitarian who had his house burned down by Christians and others and soon moved to America. His name was Joseph Priestley, and he was the scientist who discovered the chemical element oxygen. As we know, that kind of violence can be seen here in America still. September 11th lit up vengeance by some Americans who took out their rage against persons of Middle Eastern origin or those mistaken for one. Periodic mass violence at Jewish synagogues has felled many congregants, most recently in Pittsburgh. More than a decade ago, two Unitarian Universalist members died from an attack at their church in Tennessee. Today, our religious institutions, public schools, or gatherings of Republicans for a softball game have been occasions for armed violence. Our humanist denomination goes as far as any other in addressing these events in a constructive way. Differences among Unitarian Universalists are as important as the need to discuss and resolve them. We address those of significance and move on from the rest, trying to keep a diversity of opinion in the open and available for discussion. I'm still unclear about what is meant when other Unitarians refer to our faith. We all have a mindset or frame of reference that is both static and changing. Who we are at the workplace is not quite who we are with family, and neither of them are exactly the persons we were at services at the senior center or the Vibe Just as every one of our acquaintances is different, so each member of UU of SCV is unique. Honestly sharing our thoughts at various get-togethers, chat rooms, and affinity groups now on Zoom is a good challenge to get beyond the superficial. We can listen and learn with patience. Dero K. Farrar, Director of Music at First Unitarian Church of Portland, Oregon, speaks to this general point in his homily, A Parable on Privilege, Reflection. He says, quote, I know for a fact that the real conversations are waiting. Just beneath the surface of the various discussions is the actual encounter, soul to soul, hand to hand, in which change is possible. He continues, let's have that conversation, the real one, the hard one, the one that requires us to keep showing up. And let's do it with edge and forgiveness, calling out and calling in, calling forth a new kind of community, both in our congregations and in the world. What beckons is the real conversation about our history, our identity, our relevance, our resistance. The world does not need another club for like-minded liberal-leaning people to hang out together and chat about who's up and who's down. The world needs a movement like ours to serve as an instrument for encounters with one another, with the holy, so that we might love more fully and speak more truly and serve with greater efficacy. Or to paraphrase, see you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow our principles more nearly. Thank you.